QST, 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 and welcome to the weekly Tech Amateur Radio Association Echo Net, held on Sunday nights at 7 p.m. Mountain Time. This net is based out of the KC5ORO Echolink Simplex link in Socorro, New Mexico. This is Vada A6QG, and I'll be your net control this evening. All licensed amateur radio operators are invited and encouraged to join this net. We'll be going off an abridged version of this net script. If there's any emergency traffic received on this frequency or through one of the links, we will clear the frequency for such traffic. We'll begin check-ins momentarily. Before we begin check-ins, are there any stations with emergency or urgent traffic? Nothing heard. Are there any stations with announcements for the net? Nothing heard. Are there any stations with requests for contact for the end of the net? Nothing heard. When checking in, please give your call sign, name, and location if you're not located in Socorro, New Mexico area. Please stand by for check-ins. This is AE6QG Net Control for the Terra Echo Net, acknowledging the following stations directly connected to the KC5ORO Echolink node: NO3Y William in Farmington, KE5CWU Joe in Socorro, KE5CWV Kyle in Socorro, KD5MSS Mark in, I believe, Las Vegas, KD5QHJ Richard in Albuquerque, and KE5DKK Jonathan in Socorro. These stations are now checked in. Net Control calling for any stations in the Socorro, New Mexico, monitoring the 146.55 radio link. Please come now.
KE5DKK, I'm going to stay on the Echo Link node since that seems to be unstable, so I'm going to use Simplex. KE5DKK?
Roger that. Net Control acknowledges that KE5DKK will be transmitting by Simplex instead of Echolink. Any other stations in the Socorro, New Mexico, please come now.
KE5CWV.
KE5CWU.
Use 100 Hz tone.
This is KE5CWV and KE5CWU checking in through the radio. Any other stations monitoring 146.55 in Socorro, please come now. Nothing heard. Any stations monitoring the W5PWY link in Alamogordo, please come now.
Wada, I don't think the W5TWY is connected tonight, KD5QHJ.
Okay, roger that. And there's no other links connected to your link in Berlin?
Negative. I didn't connect before we started the net, KD5QHJ.
Roger that. I'll go ahead and open the check-ins for any later missed stations that haven't been previously mentioned. Please come now. Last call for check-ins before they go around. Nothing heard. This is 86QG Net Control for the Terra Echolink Net. Moving on to the informal go-arounds. Any stations, I'll be checking in stations in the order that they were checked in. And since it's an informal go-arounds, any other stations that may have any comments are invited to break in by saying the word comment or throwing out their call sign. This is 86QG Net Control, standby for go-arounds. First station on my list for the go-arounds is KD5QHJ Richard in Albuquerque. Good evening, Richard, and how's the weather up there in Albuquerque?
Good evening, Wada, and good evening to the net. This is KD5QHJ Richard, and I'm connected via Echolink in Albuquerque. Everything's going really good. The weather's been nice the last couple of days, and it really gets me motivated to start some of the projects that have been in hibernation during the winter, and some of them are, of course, the radio project. So I'm feeling pretty inspired with this warmer weather. And the Belen link right now is in listen-only mode. I was getting some weird signals on the frequency. What's strange about that is I could hear the signals from Albuquerque when I was monitoring 146.50. However, I cannot receive transmissions from the Belen link as far as Belen. But the Belen link and I were both hearing these weird transmissions over radio, and I guess they were transmitting tones they were getting into the system. I did not hear any call signs, so I don't know what the origin of this transmission is, but it's strong and is covering quite a bit of ground So when you do call the KD52XJ Lincoln Berlin, I'll turn listen only mode off and see if anybody in Berlin wants to check in. But for now, I'm blocking any radio transmissions from getting into the system. I'll turn it back to net control. This is KD5QHJ.
Yeah, roger that, Richard. Yeah, it seems like there's various short transmissions that's coming in through the link, and as you mentioned, I couldn't pull out any call signs. So, yeah, it does seem like they've got tone set, at least one of the stations that's coming through. Probably, I'd imagine it's just, they're just communicating in Simplex. So I'll go ahead and give a call for check-ins on your link. I went ahead and skipped it since I knew it was in listen-only mode. But I'll give you a few moments to re-enable it to allow transmissions, and I'll go ahead and get check-ins from there if there's any. This is AE6QG Net Control.
AE6QG, this is KD5QHJ. I opened it up. Go ahead.
Roger that, Richard. This is AE6QG Net Control for the Terra Echolink Net, calling for any late check-ins from the KD5QHJ link in Belen, New Mexico. Please come now. Any stations wishing to check in from Belen, New Mexico on the Tara Weekly Echolink Net, please come now. Nothing heard. I'll go ahead and continue with the go-arounds. Next on my list is NO3Y, William in Farmington. Good evening, William.
Good evening, WADA AE6QG NO3Y in Farmington. Yeah, it may be a band opening. I was doing some listening on 6 meter today, and it seems, well, it was a little later than this, though, that right around sunset, as the gray line passed here, I had a little bit of noise, but possibly it's, let's hope it's a fluke band opening and not intentional interference. Okay, running a good net. I see you got a lot of check-ins, and everything seems to be working fine. Had a beautiful day here in Farmington. I got a chance to get outside, and yesterday was a nice day also. I uncovered I covered my koi pond with the plastic, and today I got it uncovered, and I saw a couple fish that I recognized from last year, so it looks like everything in the pond has wintered the weather, so I'm just looking forward to sitting out and enjoying things. As far as amateur radio is concerned, I've been doing a little bit of programming, a little bit of this and a little bit of that, just trying to keep busy. And I just appreciate the link down there and appreciate the net, so the folks here in New Mexico can get on and get acquainted. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, Water Net Control, AE6QG NO3Y Farmington.
Yeah, that's a good point, William. Especially with the current weather conditions, it seems like probably getting some extra propagation on 2 meter. So that could be why we're picking up those stations. And funny thing about propagation is it doesn't necessarily go both ways. So they might not hear us, and we can hear them. So a good point. And yeah, the weather's kind of nice. I like the temperatures, and here in Socorro, it rained for the better part of yesterday evening and into the night, and had some pretty good thunder going around. And other than that, I haven't had much going on here. Just been the last couple of weeks playing a little more golf, trying to get into that, especially with the weather improving, and just recovering from a case of the whooping cough of all things. So, but I seem to be doing fine during this net, so I hope I can keep that at bay. This is AE6QG.
KC5.
Any other traffic or comments from William? Can NO3Y?
Well, what I tried to scare up a few more contacts on the repeater here, but it's slim pickings up here. So maybe they forgot. Next week. So I turned it back to you. You're doing a fine job. AE6QG at Control NO3Y Farmington. I'll listen out.
Okay, very good, William. And next week I'll try to remember to add an extra sheet on my spreadsheet for your repeater, and I'll call for check-ins on your repeater as its own link separately. So, but I'll just to check, I'll go ahead and call for any check-ins from the NO3Y repeater in Farmington, New Mexico. Please come now. Okay, nothing heard. Next on my list for the Echolink stations is K5MSF Mark, and I believe that's in Las Vegas. Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, and good evening to the net. Name here is Mark, located in Las Vegas, Nevada. I actually used to live in New Mexico, in Las Lunas. But I've been gone for about 5 years, and this morning I was fortunate enough to connect up with KD5QHJ and start chatting with him. And he told me about the net, so I decided, well, go ahead and check it out. Kind of missing home these days, missing the green chili and the pinon and the balloons and all the good things that are out there in New Mexico. But weather out here is fantastic. It's a great time of year out here in Las Vegas. It's not too hot, not too cold, and certainly a good time of the year. Other than that, it certainly was nice to check into the net, and we'll send it back to you. Net Control, AE6QG, KD5MSS.
Well, thank you for checking in, Mark. And yeah, it's we've just restarted this net back up. Used to be operated by KD5QHK until sometime last year, and sometime just after New Year's we got this net started up again. So we'll look forward to hearing you in future weeks to come at 7 o'clock our time. And I'm really bad with Arizona time because it's always different than depending on if it's daylight savings. So I'm not sure what time it is there now, but I was there a couple weeks ago, maybe almost a month ago. Kind of a little incident with my car forced me to have to be towed to a Volkswagen dealership there and spend a night there. And yeah, the weather was quite nice, and it's a neat place to be. I'm sure it's a nice place to live, especially with all the amenities of that big city there. Go ahead.
Oh yeah. Yeah, there's I like to say there's never a dull moment here, but some people don't like to live here, and some people do, and I guess I'm just one that likes to live here. I consider moving several times, but I thought, you know, this place is real convenient. You know, at 3 o'clock in the morning, you want something, you go out and get it. I mean, everything's open pretty much. But, yeah, we'll look forward to checking in occasionally when I can. Occasionally I work the weekend, so I'm not available to play radio, but I was available this weekend, so I'm here. Again, nice to check in, and it's good to make some contact back home. So we'll send it back to you, Net Control, AE6QG, KD5MSS.
Yeah, it's very good, Mark, and I know how you feel being away from New Mexico. I had a brief, maybe a little over 3 years between when I graduated with my bachelor's degree here at New Mexico Tech. Moved back to California and worked there for 3 years, and just returned this last fall. And I can say that I sure did miss a lot of the things that you mentioned, like the green chili and such. And it's a pretty nice state as far as scenery, and it's got pretty good weather for most of the year. Just have some parts of the year where it's a little too hot or a little too cold, but the rest of the year is fine with me. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, most definitely. I've been around quite a bit there in New Mexico. I worked at Carlsbad and Taos and Santa Fe and Albuquerque, so I've got to see a lot of country out there, and it's certainly nice, and the radio systems out there are just incredible. I wish there would be a system like that out here in Las Vegas, but a lot of the systems out here are closed. So, you know, you got to pay the high dollars to get into a group. But that's all I've got. So we'll send it right back to you. Net Control, KD5 MSS.
Okay, yeah, that's interesting to note that a lot of your computers there are closed. That's kind of too bad, but yeah, and I'll agree that the Megalink system here in New Mexico is pretty impressive. I know that even in California, maybe Southern California has a system like that, but the rest of the state is pretty much all a bunch of individual repeaters and such, so I was quite impressed with how they have that system set up here. Well, very good, Mark. It's good to hear you, and glad you could check in this evening. And we'll look forward to hearing from you sometime in the near future when you can check in on the weekend. This is AE6QG Net Control. Next station on my list is KE5DKK John Socorro.
Hello, Wada, and hello to the net. This is KE5DKK. Not much to report as far as news on the net. Interesting comment on the Megalink. Yeah, it is a impressive and unique system. I paid a visit up at Washington State. There was nothing quite like it. And considering the terrain, or at least in the eastern part of Washington State, the terrain was set up in such a fashion that you couldn't find any good hills to put a repeater on, so there was quite a few dead spots. Especially when you go between Idaho and Washington, that general area. But aside from that, nothing too much to report. Weather this past weekend hasn't been too fortuitous for going outside for the sporadic thunderstorms, so I've been spending most of the time indoors packing up and cleaning up, doing that sort of wonderful weekend chore stuff. So aside from that, I'll hand it back to Net Control. This is KE5DKK.
Okay, very good, John. Yeah, it's with the lightning and such, not much that you can do outside, but it is sure interesting to watch it. I do enjoy watching the thunderstorms here in New Mexico. So, well, it's good to hear you again, John. Thanks for the check-in, and I'll go ahead and go to KE5CWU. Joe and Socorro. Good evening, Joe.
KC5.
This is 86QG Net Control calling. Okay, I just got a text message that he's on the phone, so I'll go ahead and check with him after the end of the list. Next on my list is KC5CWV Kyle and Socorro, our president of TARA. Good evening, Kyle. How is it going?
Good evening, Wada, and good evening to the net. I'm doing just fine. I'm recovering from a nasty bout of the flu that kept me out of work, out of classes, and out of the net last week for about the last week and a half, but I'm back and in action again.
Well, it's good to hear that you're recovering from that. I don't much enjoy getting the flu either, and particularly if it's like the stomach flu and such. So it's too bad to hear that you missed some work and classes, and Hopefully you're not too far behind, although we know all the crazy classes, sometimes we have a lot of workload, and it's very difficult to catch up on that kind of work. So go ahead.
Yeah, I'll have some homework assignments and a an exam to make up, so it'll be a busy week here coming up for me, but should be able to get through it and be done with it shortly.
Well, that's good to hear, and good luck on your makeup, homeworks, and tests. Any other traffic for the net this evening?
Yeah, I was just been trying to keep my TX's short to not induce coughing, but this afternoon we had some developments in the crossbound repeater. Dr. Johnson was inspired and took it apart and found that some sort of wire, I guess, was shoddy, and he repaired it, and the BTMF problem has now been corrected. And then he found another issue with a connector, which in the course of the last hour or so, he has since corrected. So that should be ready for bench testing after this net. What I'll probably do is, we seem to always have a net after the net, and what I'll do is around 8 or so, go down to the shack and change the KC5ORO station to UHF, which will be on 446, and hopefully we'll be able to play on that later this evening.
Okay, sounds good. I'll see if I can stick around or at least monitor at least on the VHF frequency side. I don't have a 70 centimeter capable radio, so we'll go ahead and at the end of the net we'll see if we can organize sort of another net for bench testing the crossband repeater. Anything else, Kyle?
Oh, I think that's the major news. I will pick up the satellite equipment from the SA office tomorrow and pick up the order request for the tools, and then we'll submit an order for computer equipment. We want to get some fans for the repeater, and hopefully I can get that software order in, and that'll be next. So that concludes club business, I think. So other than that, I guess that's it. Back to net control, KE5CWV.
Comment?
Go ahead, comment. This is AE6QG net control.
AE6QG and KE5CWV. This is KD52HJ. I just wanted to comment that if there's anyone who is unsure what the frequency is going to be changed to, we'll post that information on the website and also try to get it into the info document on the Echolink, on the ORO Echolink system, so that the frequency pair information will appear when you connect to the station. I know there's a few stations that connect via radio to ORO, and just so that there's no confusions with the frequency changing to the repeater input. That's all. KD52HJ, back to net.
Roger that, Richard. And yeah, maybe we can get all that organized after that and get some of the information changed over for other stations to figure out how to connect. And to Kyle, KE5CLU, yeah, obviously I wasn't able to pick up the equipment last week. I just got too busy, and then on Friday I had to go up to Albuquerque for an appointment. So we'll see. I'll have to take a look at my schedule for the next couple weeks and see what I could do to play around with the satellite equipment and get some more work done on my presentation. Anything else, Kyle?
Yeah, that's okay. It'll get picked up, so I'm not too worried about it. And whenever we can get together and play with it, we can. I'm not sure what this week will bring. We may have to wait till the weekend or perhaps sometime next week. It looks like we'd like to bench test the Class 900 Peter this week. So I think my free time will be spent doing that. But and as far as the frequency change goes, yeah, we'll post all that updated information, and we'll have an email sent out with the new UHF and VHF frequency codes. The 146.55 frequency just won't be used. We'll try to keep it in reserve for emergencies or play usage or whatever, but we'll let everybody know via email and via the EchoLink bulletins and the little banners and whatnot what the new frequencies are. Yeah, that's it for me. KE5, CWZ.
Okay, very good, Kyle. And I'll go ahead and I believe someone told me that KE5IRG Scott may be monitoring, so I'll go ahead and call for KD5IRG Scott in Socorro. Good evening, Scott.
Good evening, Net Control. This is KD5IRG. Yeah, I actually just picked up this past week a brand new radio off of eBay. This has been, I think about 3 years without a radio, so now I'm operating on that. And other than that, I've spent the weekend doing my wonderful biology test, and unfortunately haven't had much time to work on the broadband fully digital synthesized radio I was talking about a few nets ago. Back to Net Control.
Well, your audio is sounding very good, and good to hear that you got yourself a new radio rig. Is that a mobile or an HD type rig?
That it is. I'm operating off a little handy talkie right now. I was doing some adjustments to my internet connection on the roof today, so I still had a ladder up, so thought I might be up here to get a little better reception. But it seems to be doing the trick really well. It does have some 6-meter capability, so I'm in the process, actually, of building a homebrew antenna for 6 meters. That should be a lot of fun, and hopefully that'll end up on my car, so I'll be able to be mobile with everything. Back to Net Control.
Well, that sounds like that would be a good setup, and trying out the 6-meter band. And I imagine it's probably just FM radio, since it's a handy talkie. But regardless, that's still a good thing to try. I know a lot of people like using 6-meter, and there's a lot of openings that people say that you just have to throw out a CQ and just hope you get a find transmissions from elsewhere, otherwise a lot of people don't really hear much on the 6-meter band, but that's only because people aren't calling CQ very much. There seems to be a lot of monitoring people and not anybody calling CQ on the 6-meter band. Go ahead.
KC5.
Well, that's kind of what I'm hoping to be the case. Anyways, it seemed like a good thing to try to get some not tremendously long distance out of it, but just a chance to do something I haven't done before, a chance to make a radio, an antenna, rather. I've been looking online, and there's, unfortunately, it doesn't look as though there's much for the VHF and UHF, but there were quite a bit for the 6-meter side. There's one that I'm looking at right now, which claims to be a antenna for $20, which it's running a little bit higher than $20 right now, but with the picking up the parts from the local stores. But it looks like it's going to be a good match. As far as it just being an FM only, I'm hoping to get some processing in my computer to be able to decipher single sideband. Although I don't know if there's much of that in the 6-meter area. But anyways, back to Net Control.
Well, that's exciting to hear, and especially once you get your antenna and are able to monitor and call CQ and see if there's any stations out there. And I'm not sure, I can't remember off the top of my head how good, what kind of propagation distance you get with 6 meters, but I imagine it's you can definitely get people from at least one or two states away, if not more, depending on propagation conditions. And other than that, not much else for me to add. I'll go ahead and get back to you for any further comments. Okay, nothing heard. This is AE6QG Net Control for the Tower EchoLink Net. Go ahead and recheck with KE5CWU Joe in Socorro and see if he's available. Nothing heard. AE6QG Net Control calling for any later missed check-ins before we close up the net. Go ahead. Any further check-ins or any rechecks from any stations monitoring the Tower EchoLink Net, please come now. Nothing heard. This concludes tonight's Tech Amateur Radio Association EchoLink Net. This net meets Sunday nights at 7 p.m. Mountain Time on the KC5RO EchoLink link, node number 29253, and on the simplex radio frequency 146.55 until later this evening, and that will be on a different frequency. Tara has a webpage at www.nmt.edu/tildetara. That's whiskey.novembermiketango.echodeltauniform/tildetangoalpharomeoalpha. We hope you enjoyed our net this evening and look forward to hearing from you on future nets. This is AE6QG Net Control wishing all stations a good evening and release this frequency and all links connected to the KC5RRO back to normal amateur radio use. And I'll go ahead and turn it over to Kyle KE5CWV for any possible organization of the bench testing for the crossband repeater. This is AE6QG closing the net.